terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
I ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
We got a few leftovers here.
That's right. Some odds and ends, some tidbits. Back with Mike McCabe on the Maggie Dawn Show. John and Gordy filling in here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right. I want to bring up the idea of the blue-collar worker. You know, we've been accused, Democrats have been accused of losing the blue-collar worker. And you know, it irritates the hell out of me. This whole idea that the blue-collar workers don't actually like Democrats anymore, or progressives, or liberals. It bothers me a hell of a lot because I grew up in Milwaukee. I had so many blue-collar jobs, I can't count how many I had. You know, I was putting gas pipes on the sides of roads during the summer. It was my summer job. My dad worked for the gas company. He got me that job. I worked third shift, two third shift jobs in major factories in Milwaukee and New Berlin and Waukesha. And I was a union member. I didn't even know it at the time. But I had all these menial jobs, you know, at Dutchland Dairy. I don't know if you remember that. But all these restaurants, all these places, Big Boy, cook there, all these blue collar jobs, and they act like I'm not a blue collar worker, that I'm some kind of lazy, no good liberal. It bothers me. I don't talk about it very often. I don't bring it up in conversations, but you know, I have to put up with that. I hate the way they attack Democrats for giving up on the blue collar worker. We're not. We haven't given up on anybody. We just want to be a little bit more forceful. But there are a lot of people walking around out there that are blue-collar workers, and they're assumed to be lazy no-goods.
Yeah, you know, John, it's one of the reasons why I chose to start wearing the white cap, because we're told that you're either red America or blue America. And like I said, I grew up in an area that today is voting overwhelmingly Republican. All the representatives are Republican. But when I was young, they were electing Democrats. And so these things change. And one of the things I wrote in my most recent Substack article is that I could come pretty close to filling a high school gymnasium with farmers who are all Democrats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I could also, these are people I personally know, not theoretical farmers, but farmers I personally know could just about fill a high school gymnasium, and they're all Democrats. And I could come very close to filling that same gym with farmers I personally know who are Republicans. And so the stereotyping of people, whether they're from blue collar backgrounds in the city or whether they're from the country where I'm from, where you shower at the end of the day, not at the beginning of the day. Or if you were my dad, he always said that he took a bath once a week, whether he needed it or not. Old dairy farmer.
That's
great. But you know, they're not everybody who comes from the country or from the city is all of one mind. But we do have certain things in common as Americans. And I think we have certain things that we should work toward as Americans. And that idea, the symbol of the barn raising to me, a community coming together and helping somebody out who's fallen on hard times, to me, that's an ethic worth keeping alive in this country. And the ruling class in this nation wants to keep us as far away from that as possible because it cuts into their profits.
Yeah.
You know, and they're billionaires hoping to be trillionaires, and they're bleeding people dry. And we've got to come together to fight against that. And it starts by getting beyond the stereotypes.
Yes.
And getting beyond these silly divisions about red America and blue America. And how about just being an American and looking out for each other.
That's why I don't bring up the fact that, you know, I've worked all these blue-collar jobs. I don't want to throw it in people's faces. And just because I'm from the city doesn't mean that I've never worked. And I did help out on a farm for a while, and I loved it. I just absolutely loved it. And now that I'm doing the the census survey, I'm going to bring it up.
Yeah.
And I talk to people, I talk to farmers, you know, it's really enlightening to hear their stories, to hear their point of view.
Yep.
I talked to a dairy farmer, small farm, but he was, it was a Democrat, and, but he had a few problems with, you know, the milk pricing or the milk supply at that point. And it's really interesting when you open up and you have a discussion with somebody out there in the country, they're really enlightened. You know, they're brilliant. They're smart people out there. They're businessmen. They run farms, my God.
Absolutely.
You know?
So, they ain't dumb.
Yeah, they are. And now they have to be technologically savvy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's it. Mike, we're about to wrap up here, but I want to mention you've got your book out there, and Miracles Along County Q, and you make appearances occasionally. It's been out for a while. You appearing anywhere soon?
April 10th in Evansville. At the public library in Rock County. Then the following week, April 17th up in Eau Claire, the evening of the 17th, both our evening events. That's at Volume 1 downtown Eau Claire.
Mm-hmm.
There's an event coming up on May 10th, Saturday, May 10th, the Wisconsin Grassroots Festival. People from all over the state come together. It's a networking opportunity, organizing opportunity. People can come from rural and urban settings alike and commingle. Mm-hmm. I'll be talking, selling books and signing books there too, and doing some emceeing as well. It's a great event.
Where is that again?
That's in McFarland, at McFarland High School outside of Madison.
Excellent. Very good. Mike McCabe, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. That's going to wrap it up for John and Gordy on the Maggie Dawn Show. Tomorrow, we will have Jim Santel, attorney at law, with us here on the show. Dom Salvia is coming up next. We hope you have a great afternoon and a good evening, too. We'll talk to you next time here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Take it away.
So long.